Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Child Evangelism Fellowship wins a major victory in Cleveland, Ohio. After several years of litigation, Liberty Counsel ultimately resolved this case, and a judge issued an order that opens the door for equal access for the Good News Clubs. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This case began in 2013, so it is 3 years ago that Liberty Counsel filed this lawsuit on behalf of Child Evangelism Fellowship, seeking equal access to the Cleveland Metropolitan School District's facilities for after-school programs, after-school opportunities for these young boys and girls, which had been given to them until an administrator changed and decided no more equal access for this Christian group because it's Christian. The Boy Scouts can still use the facilities without charge. Others can use the facilities, but not the Good News Clubs. Despite our efforts to resolve the matter, they were not successful, and we ended up in 3 years of litigation. Matt, this is a good resolution, but it's the hard lesson for this school to learn because now they had to pay $150,000 in damages and attorney's fees.
And not to mention the cost of litigating this for 3 years, you would think that they would have some attorneys on board that would be able to advise him. This was a losing endeavor. First of all, it shows some, you know, real anti-Christian hostility and discrimination on the part of CMSD there. But dozens of times, this same lawsuit basically has been tried. It's been tried over and over and over again with Liberty Counsel defending CEF and the Good News Clubs. And invariably, we win. Liberty Counsel wins, CEF wins, because the law is clear. All they had to do was look at the history here.
Well, you know, this particular program is amazing. Child Evangelism Fellowship is a worldwide ministry in almost 190 countries now. They'll be the first Christian ministry to be in every country in the world. And they count more countries than the United Nations because the United Nations sometimes puts two countries into one. Child Evangelism Fellowship will ultimately be in many of the countries within the next couple of years, I should say in every country except for a few within the next couple of years. And they have thousands, tens of thousands of these clubs around the world. In the United States, about 4,000 or so clubs in the public elementary schools. And this is a great opportunity to bring good news to the public elementary schools from kindergarten through the elementary age. And that is a very critical age. In fact, the Good News Clubs have done a survey of principals at the different schools where the Good News Clubs are. 87% of the principals responded that the after-school Good News Clubs have had a positive experience in their school, and 52%, over half of the principals, this is amazing, 52% of the principals surveyed reported improved behavior from the students who participate in the Good News Clubs.
So it's unbelievable that a principal and or teachers would not want something positive like this to help encourage the students and help them act better in school. I mean, why would they not want that, you know?
Well, it's obviously, Matt, that in this case and in other cases where they stop these clubs is because they have an anti-Christian bias. They're not really concerned about the well-being of these students. 52% of the principals surveyed. And you have to understand, these are not all Christian principals, obviously. These are people who are responding to a survey where a Good News Club is there. And they said that they have noticed in all of their entire elementary school students improved behavior. Why would you not want Good News Clubs to teach good news and good moral development and character and respect to these boys and girls?
Well, Matt, there has been a decades-old religious cleansing campaign that has been engaged by the secular left here, where they have created a disinformation campaign where they use this word, this phrase, separation of church and state. They take it completely out of context. So many people actually believe that that phrase is actually found in the Constitution. It's not. Nowhere in the Constitution. And they actually believe that that means that, that you can't have any talk of God or Jesus or Christ or, you know, in any public school district or any public forum, any public arena. Nothing could be further from the truth. The historical record is clear. The judicial record is clear. The Constitution is clear. Yet they have pushed in this religious cleansing campaign because it represents hostility toward Christianity.
And the irony is that these clubs are done after school. They're on the premises, but they're done after school. They're not taking up school time at all.
And also, they're done with the permission of the parents.
Right. By volunteers who come in and help teach these
kids. Good
News
Club's Child Evangelism Fellowship's policy. This is their own policy. This is not imposed by the schools. If you're going to go to a Good News Club, you have to have the permission of your parents. If you don't have a signed permission slip from your parents, they will not let you into the Good News Club. So the parents actually are the ones that know their child is going. They consent and they want their child to be there. So this is not just a free-for-all. Child comes home and they get presented the gospel and somebody says, oh, I'm so offended because I walked into this club. I didn't know what it was about. And I heard about Jesus. And so I'm so offended. And the school is upset because now the parents are upset. No, the children that go in, they know what they're getting into. They know what the club is. Their parents know. That's even more particular and more important. And it does good. You know, one of the stories is Joseph, among many others, they sing songs, they memorize scripture verses, but they also give stories of Bible characters, David slaying Goliath, courage, the forgiveness, how Joseph forgave his brothers. He not only had a right, if you will, but he had the ability to take revenge on his brothers. They threw him in a pit, for heaven's sakes. They wanted him to die because he was favored. So he ultimately forgave them. And that's a good lesson for these young people. You may have been wronged. You may be in a position to take vengeance, but forgive. Why would you not want boys and girls to learn a message like that?
I want a positive thing with all the difficulty and all the hardship that are going on in our culture today to give them a positive reinforcement of the gospel and a positive thing to take home. And hopefully their lives will be changed for eternity as a result.
Right. And you contrast this with the decidedly anti-Christian or counter-Christian so-called gay straight alliance networks. And many schools will have those and have meetings and during school hours. And oftentimes they have the kids come without their parents' permission. And in fact, there have been several instances where they have expressly told the children, don't go home and tell your parents this. Don't go tell your parents what we're talking about here. This all stays confidential, when they're indoctrinating these kids into anti-Christian worldview, sexual anarchist, transgender and pro-homosexual indoctrination. So there's a distinct contrast here, yet such hostility toward the good news of the gospel, these good news clubs. It's really upside down.
Well, I encourage parents and other people and churches, you don't have to have a child or a grandchild to be involved in this. If you're in a church, you can get your church involved to help sponsor a good news club. People are already trained in this. You have to be trained to be a leader, but there's lots of volunteers that are needed. There's a small amount of resources that are needed. But every elementary school, and I want to emphasize it, every elementary school is an opportunity to take the good news to children. And this is a critical age group because 85%, you may have found this startling, but it's also been confirmed through research through Barna. 85% of adults who are surveyed that believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior have made a decision. They may have had a recommitment, but they've made that first decision before the conclusion of their 13th birthday. That's why it's so critical. This is a very good ministry. I encourage you to get involved in it. Stop complaining about everything that goes on in our country. Well, certainly you have a right to do that. And I'm not saying don't criticize what's going on, but if we only complain and we don't do anything positive, we can't make a positive change in our community. The best way to do that is to change and impact our young people, beginning in the kindergarten all the way up. And I encourage you to be involved. If you want to be involved in Child Evangelism Fellowship in your community, give Liberty Council a call at 407-875-1776 or go to our website, lc.org. And on the website, you can send us an email. It's liberty@lc.org. And ask us about how you can get involved in a CEF Good News Club program in your local elementary school, or how your church can be a sponsor or get involved through volunteer or financial support. Again, the website is lc.org. Sign up for our newsletters and our emails on the website. Go down to the bottom and learn more about many of the ministries of Liberty Council. Again, the website is lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.